Yeah, so upcoming trip, August 7th, we are going to Trujillo, Peru. It's going to be 11 days. Trujillo is on the coast of Peru, and we'll be going very soon. So kind of short, or this is your last kind of minute deal. So you got a couple, 3 weeks probably, and we'd like to get you signed up in that time so we can start planning, getting airline tickets and et cetera. So I am going on this trip, as well as Matt Osborne and his daughter, Sarah. There's like about 10 of us going right now, and we can take up to 10 more. So you are invited. Dr. Curtis, who did the eyeglass clinic with us in February, is going with us. So we plan on doing some eye clinics and fitting a lot of the nationals for eyeglasses. We will be sharing the gospel with those clinics. There will be ample time for evangelism and praying with the nationals. So we will also, one of the main things we're doing is going to service our seminary there in Peru. So we're going to be encouraging the saints there, the teachers, and the missionaries that we have on staff there. That's one major thing we're going to be doing. So we will also be trying to get to the village mountains, encourage the local churches there, and help them out with their evangelism. Cost is $3,105, but please don't be scared by the cost. We can do campaigns through Partner 135 to help raise funds. So any more questions on that, please contact myself or Matt Osborne or see the Partner 135 website. There's a QR code you can scan if you want to. I'm thrilled about going on this trip. One nice thing about it is that it's the same time zone as we are right here. So no jet lag, none of that. Same time zone. So you're invited. Please come with us.
Thank you, Eric. Another quick thing. There's another trip coming up before then that's too late to join. Did you have something to say? Okay, so Sarah is becoming quite a world traveler, everybody. You need to pray for her. But she's going to Uganda here in 3 weeks-ish. And
So I'm going to Uganda, and I want to ask for prayer, but I'm also still needing some support. So is it 2,500 that I still need? Yeah, so I still need $2,500 if the Lord puts it on your heart to give to that.
All right, so those of you that have not heard, Sarah is quite the preacher of the gospel, so she's a good investment. But please pray for us as we get ready to go to Uganda. This is a long-standing church planting movement that we're really just going and sowing into and trying to encourage for the future. The Lord has destiny on the church there in Uganda, and we see them moving to other unreached nations in the very near future. So on that note, if you are interested in going on one of these trips, we wanted to just report to the church that the financial team is desirous to sow into good soil. So we've made a decision that we're going to provide some resources. If you want to go on a mission, the church is going to provide some investment into that work. So get with us, let us know, and we'd be glad to talk to you about that further. So who's the next report?
Well, I'm going to, let's do this. We have, the sowing into good soil is, so I don't want to step over that too quickly here. We have such an opportunity to go with those who are going and to participate in that work there. And so I want you to, let's just take a moment. I want to respond to the Holy Spirit's leading in this. If you are called to go, if the Lord has even stirred your heart a little bit to go, or if you're called to give, and if you're giving here into the general funds, I want you to know part of that is going to this type of mission work here. But let's just ask the Holy Spirit for leadership on that. There, I just sense there's a it'd be a good idea to pause and wait. So Holy Spirit, I pray even now you would make clear to those who are to maybe go, maybe even for the first time, and those who are to give, to go with them in spirit and send along their financial gifts. I want you to lead this, Holy Spirit. I pray that you would just drop it in hearts right now. Amen. May the Lord make that clear.